There is an elderly lady not far from where I live. I see her sometimes at our weekly ta'aleem. We were going the same way, so I offered her a lift, which she graciously accepted. Over time, I've come to grow quite fond of her. During our weekly interaction, she chatted amiably. I held her hand and helped her in and out of the car. She gritted through the aches of arthritis, never weighed down by her swollen leg, breathing with bismillah at every step. Her movements were slow, her responses delayed, but with the silver lining was seeing the smile on her face that never faltered until we parted ways. What she needed more than the physical support was an ear of empathy. She spoke of her sorrows, being evicted from her home, the retrenchment of her husband, the deteriorating health and accelerating expenses. Thank you for listening and letting me lean on you, my child. I'm so fortunate to know you, she said with a smile. As time ticked on, her situation grew worse and worse. The ladies of our area decided to put together a connection to aid her. Confusion colored her face when we arrived at her house. She shrieked when she opened an anonymous envelope, words rendered worthless as the tears flowed with no restraint. She trembled. She sobbed. She praised Allah and promised to pray for all those who relieved her. No act of kindness is random. Rather, it is deliberate and has been carefully deliberated by Allah. She has taught me to be the kind person. She has taught me to be the kind of person who doesn't have to request du'as, but rather conducts herself in such a manner that naturally causes du'as and well wishes to pour out from the hearts of those I touch. Before we can attain perfect iman, we have to learn to be exemplary insan. While I wish I could wave her woes and worries away, there's not much else I can do except offer her a kind word, a smile and some small assistance. It is really she who is unknowingly kind, showering me with an endless supply of du'as, the fruits of which I've seen flower before my eyes.